Welcome to Clearing Customs. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. It's coming around to the busy Christmas season, and many persons will be sending charitable items to various institutions. With the enactment of the Tax Harmonization Act, there have been a number of changes with the process of being approved as a charitable organization and being afforded duty or tax exemptions. To explain this process to us today is Mrs. Cecile Walker-Clark, manager of the Superannuation and Exempt Organization Unit at the Tax Administration Jamaica. Welcome, Mrs. Walker-Clark.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell us, what exactly is the Tax Harmonization Act?
The Harmonization Act has amended the Customs Act, the Property Tax Act, the Income Tax Act, the GCT Act, and the Stamp Duty and Transfer Tax Act. Now, what the Harmonization Act has done is to simplify the process for accessing exemptions under the different revenue acts.
Okay, so now we understand what existed before, but what are they required to do now if they want to be approved charitable organization?
There are two different categories. There are existing charitable organizations approved under Section 12H of the Income Tax Act or 13(1)(q) of the said Act. And there are organizations who have not yet been approved but who may apply for approval under Section 12H of the Act.
What do the existing charitable organizations approved under Section 12H or 13(1)(q) of the Income Tax Act need to do to access this harmonized approved charitable organization certificate?
Existing approved charitable organizations need to make a request in writing to TAJ for an harmonized approved charitable organization certificate. TAJ covenants to have the certificate prepared within 5 working days of receipt of the application.
Okay, so now that we know what existing charitable organizations need to do, what are the requirements for charitable organizations that have not yet been approved under 12H of the Income Tax Act?
Well, the organization should first submit a letter in writing applying for approval under Section 12H of the Income Tax Act. They need to submit their constitutive document of the charity, that is, the document which makes the charity a legal entity. For example, memorandum and articles of association or Form 1B of the articles of incorporation. The charity may have been established by a trust deed, then they would need to send a trust deed or by constitution or by an act of parliament, along with a TRN of the charity.
Now, after being approved as a charitable organization and having received the Harmonized Charitable Organization Certificate, what does the individual or organization need to do?
The Harmonized Certificate is a passport for approved charitable organization to access exemptions under the various revenue acts. For example, if a charity has goods on the wharf, they need to take the original certificate issued by Tax Administration Jamaica to Customs in order to clear the goods and in order for the exemption to apply under the relevant act.
Okay, but how does an organization know they're carrying out a charitable purpose?
Charitable purposes are defined in Section 2(4) of the Income Tax Act, and the purposes are thus: the prevention or relief of poverty, the advancement of education, the advancement of religion, health, or the saving of lives, the advancement of citizenship or community development, advancement of the arts, culture, heritage or science, the advancement of human rights, or the promotion of religious or moral harmony or equality and diversity, the advancement of environmental protection or improvement, or a purpose specified by the minister by order.
Listeners, please remember that both Tax Administration Jamaica and Jamaica Customs will conduct periodic post-audit operations pertaining to goods being imported by charitable organizations. Organizations found to be in breach of their approved status will be sanctioned by having the appropriate penalties applied. We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest today was Mrs. Cecile Walker-Clark, manager of the Superannuation and Exemption Unit at the Tax Administration Jamaica. I invite you to visit the Jamaica Customs website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm and click on our live help link for immediate assistance. With regards to queries pertaining to the charities, please either send an email to taxhelp@taj.gov.jm or call the Exempt Organization Unit at 948-1227. See you next week for another edition of Clearing Customs. I'm Dania Beckford.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.